Welcome back to Relationships at Work, the leadership mindset guide for creating a workplace we love. I'm your host, Russell Lolliker, a communications and leadership nerd with a couple of decades of experience and a heap of curiosity on how we can make the workplace a better place. If you're a leader trying to understand and improve your impact on work culture and the employee experience, you're in the right place. Welcome to our weekly mini episode. It's just a quick, valuable bit of insight to help shift our mindsets and improve our relationships at work in just under about 10 minutes. Our topic today, avoiding the pitfalls of change at work. Change is a constant in the workplace. If you're not going through it now, don't you worry. Wait a few moments. You will be soon. Reorgs, transformations, new processes, new leadership, etc., etc. They're all part of the gig. And those changes can be great. They can be good. They can be bad. They can be ugly experiences based on how they're introduced, led, implemented, and followed up on. It's not easy. It's not generally quick, but it is important. If we want those changes adopted and embraced, it is absolutely important that we do this intentionally. Even when we know there will be some levels of resistance, and there always will be levels of resistance. So today I thought we'd look at some of the pitfalls that some leaders sometimes find themselves approaching that maybe we could avoid with little thought, little mindset shift here and there. So here are some of the areas we as leaders need to avoid and address to move the needle in a positive direction for change. Pitfall number one. Why are we changing? It wasn't perfect before, but it wasn't bad, and I was comfortable with it. What we need here in this situation, clear communication. One of the most significant mistakes is failing to communicate the reasons for change clearly. Now, employees don't need to agree with the change, but they do need to understand the what and the why of the change. Leaders have to explain why the change is necessary, what the change entails, how it will impact employees. When communication is vague or inconsistent, it just leads to confusion, resistance, and anxiety among employees. So of course they're going to be resistant. Pitfall number two. Nobody asked me about what we need to fix and change. Executives, leaders, consultants, they don't know our work. How would they know what's best? So if you've heard that one before, maybe embrace employee input a little bit more. Leaders sometimes make the mistake of not involving employees in the change process. They just come off as, we know better. How are you supposed to get buy-in when you put up walls like that? Long-standing or frontline employees often have some valuable insights and suggestions. Ignoring their input can result in missed opportunities for improvement, and it's going to cause resentment. Pitfall number three. Why aren't staff getting this? It's straightforward. They should be adopting the new process slash working as a new unit by now. Have you heard this come out of your mouth? Maybe from other leaders? What I'd recommend in this case, patience. Patience with the process. Change management, it takes time, and leaders may push for change to happen far too quickly. Rapid changes can overwhelm employees, making them feel anxious and resistant. It's crucial that we set realistic timelines and allow employees to adapt gradually. We have to and be adaptive to those employees and how they're adopting it. Listen to them, work with them. It's their journey as much as it's your journey. Most changes take years, not weeks, not months, not days, years. So we need to be more patient. Pitfall number four, blank is so negative. They just keep crapping on everything. It's a career-limiting move resisting this kind of change. If they don't get on board, we're going to have some difficult conversations. Again, have we found ourselves saying this or heard it from our colleagues? So the answer to this pitfall challenge, we have to accept resistance. We just have to accept that it's going to happen. Regardless of the scope of that resistance, it's going to be there. Change often triggers this, and leaders may underestimate the extent of this resistance. And if we fail to address resistance, it can stall the change process or lead to sabotage efforts by employees. we have to acknowledge and address this resistance proactively with some of those soft skills we talk about all the time. Patience, learning, clear communication. But the first step is admitting there will be resistance, and we have to meet it where it is. The last pitfall I want to share with you, number five, if we're counting. 1 minute our boss is all for this change. The next, they're saying they have to because their boss is telling them. How am I supposed to buy into this? My own leader doesn't seem to buy into this. I've seen this one from time to time. And how do we approach this? Well, for the last pitfall, the answer is consistent leadership support. We all need to be on the same page here. When leaders themselves do not fully support the change, it sends mixed messages to employees. Inconsistencies in leadership support can erode trust because one person's telling them one thing and another person's telling them another, and some of them are bought into it, some of them are not. Should I think it's a good idea? Should I think it's a horrible idea based on this? This is really difficult for employees to embrace this change. Leaders have to demonstrate commitment and consistency throughout the change process. Now, that'll do it for our pitfalls, but if we've ever been through change, I'm sure a few of those scenarios, they sounded super familiar. As leaders, we have to take the challenge of change management seriously, head on, through any level of change at work. It could be huge, all-encompassing, or it could be just the way we work in a day or a week. Taking this seriously will demonstrate real leadership. It'll demonstrate care and intention in respecting those humans that are impacted by that change. And that's a key bit I want to emphasize, respect. Because they're going through something they didn't ask for a lot of the time, and they may not understand a benefit to, so why are we doing this to begin with? So we have to respect what has gone before as much as respecting the process of what's coming. Change is hard. As leaders, it's integral to respect the work and process that came before. Even if we don't like what was before, there's a lot of people that might have worked in bad environments, but did a lot of loophole work or shortcuts that they're proud of, that they want to continue doing because it works for them. And even though that's going away in this new change, we have to respect that that was work they had to do to make their work better. So also respecting this resistance to change, respecting the employee journeys our teams are going through, and respecting the time and compassion needed to be successful in all of this change. We have to put the people before the processes. It's all about the people. It always is. And if we understand that, we're going to avoid a lot of those pitfalls, those barriers to change, and actually get somewhere in where we're trying to go. That's it. That's another episode, a mini episode of Relationships at Work, the leadership mindset guide to creating a workplace we love. My name is Russell Lawlacher. Thank you so much once again for joining us. If you like these mini episodes, they are inspired by the RON newsletter. Every week, I put out a new newsletter every Thursday morning. You just have to go to russelllawlacher.com or relationshipsatwork.ca. At the top, you'll see free interview templates. Click on that. You'll get free employee interview templates for the employee journey and also be signed up to Raw Notes, which I, like I said, send out weekly. And it's all free. Thank you so much for joining me. Once again, you take care of yourself, and I'll talk to you later.